Environmental Science Requirement 3C3. Describe the impact of a waterborne pollutant on an aquatic community. Write a 100-word paper on how that pollutant affects aquatic life, what the effect was, and whether the effect is linked to biomagnification. The example here I'm going to use is the release of excess phosphates and nitrates into a waterway. Eventually, excess nitrates and phosphates that usually are caused by land runoff, meaning clearing of land and building of towns and cities, allow for excess materials to drain into a coastal waterway, causes something called an algal bloom, where you have an excessive growth in plant life. This changes a lake's natural food web and reduces the amount of dissolved oxygen in the water for organisms to breathe as the algae dies and consumes oxygen during the decay process. Both these things cause animal and plant death rates to increase as the plants take in poisonous water while the animals drink the poisoned water that has a low oxygen content full of dead material. This contaminates water, making it undrinkable for human, and sediment quickly fills the lake. This is a form of water pollution. Once the top is completely covered in algae, it prevents bottom plants from receiving sunlight, preventing photosynthesis, as well as the production of additional oxygen except by surface action. This is a type of nutrient pollution. Once a pond is completely covered in green crap and pretty well all plants are dead, we now have a thing called total eutrophication. Eutrophication can happen naturally, but by and large, the dense blooms of cyanobacteria are caused by human activity. The question is this an example of biomagnification? The answer is no. Biomagnification is how pollutants move up a food chain. In this case, there is no food chain per se that's being magnified because you're not dealing with something like a heavy metal like mercury or cobalt. They would become higher in concentration as it moved up a food chain. So the example here was cultural eutrophication. The problem was excess nitrates causing an algal bloom that eventually cut off plant life's access to sunlight and poisoned animal life.